This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast will be a blessing and a help to you. And I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Heavenly Fathers, we come to you today in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity to be here on the radio. Thank you for the listeners, those that have joined us, Lord. I pray that you'd bless them for Jesus' sake. I pray, Father, Lord, that you'd have your will and your way during this time. I ask you today, Lord, to be at the missionaries, the children's homes, all the work, Lord. God, just help the church today. Seem like we're just going through things, and you know all about it. I pray for Israel. I pray that you'd help them, Lord. Seems like every nation's turning against them, just like thy word said they would, Lord. But we'd like to stand with them, be with them, Lord. I mean, they're your chosen people, Lord, and I pray that you'd help them and bless them. I pray that you'd just have your will and your way in all that situation, no matter what anybody else says, and we believe that you will. Now, Lord, we come to you. I do pray once again, pray for all the missionaries. I pray you'd bless them for Jesus' sake, Lord. I pray you'd give them many souls for their labor, but it's not that. I pray you'd save them souls from hell. I pray the word of God would go out and find good ground, Lord, and accomplish that whereunto you please. Just do what you want done. I think of the scripture, on earth as it is in heaven. Have thy way, Father. Do what you want to do. Lord, we'll give you the glory and honor through it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements. We'd like to ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, and all of the mission work in those countries also, as well as the Ukraine. And please continue to pray for those missionaries, especially in the Ukraine, as they're in a dangerous place. But I got to thinking we're all in a dangerous place. We never know what may come next. But anyway, I know this. The Lord is able to deliver those that are His. I know He's able to help us, and He's not left us in this alone, and I thank God for that. But anyway, I want to go ahead and give you our mailing addresses. I ask you to write us this week, if you would. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust it'll be a blessing.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Amen.
I appreciate the grace of God. It's amazing. Boy, it is amazing, isn't it? God has saved folks like us. I want you to turn over in Psalms chapter 80. I don't have anything really on my mind except this, but I've been in a battle today, last night, for some reason. Don't know what's going on. But I want God in this place. And I want to tell you one thing, it ain't easy. I mean, God's not going to be able to come in this place and take over till somebody wants him. I mean, we got to desire the Lord. You got to want God to do something before you're going to get anything done. And Brother Ollis was over here yesterday talking to me, and he said he remembered in 94, he come in here to a camp meeting, and nobody could get able to preach. They had to lead him up here and then lead him off. They couldn't even preach when they led him up here. He's full of God. They couldn't. Man, I'd like to have that, wouldn't you? You want that or don't you? Or do you? Or you just want to sort of hang on here and think, well, it's going to be all right. No, sir, honey. Evil men and seducers are waxing worse and worse every day. And the devil is taking a bigger hold than he's ever took. And it's going to take a lot of praying. Going to take a lot of loving. Going to take a lot of faith. And going to take a lot of grace for us to do what God wants us to do in this last day. You better get on with it. I want you to turn to Psalms chapter 80. And I want to read verse 14. And I know this is all about Israel, and this is a prayer of David about Israel and what happened to them. I mean, God is talking about Israel. He's a shepherd of Israel. It said in verse 1. But in verse 14, return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and behold this vine. Behold and visit this vine. Now I'm talking about visiting the vine. I mean, David said, I want you to behold this vine, and I want you to visit this vine. Now, he said, Lord, I don't know how long you're going to be mad at us. Well, I'm God not mad at us. But old David caught the Lord in mad, said in verse 4, Lord, God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? I guess it must have been a praying the wrong thing. I mean, sometimes God says your prayer is a sin. I've read that. Boy, it's a sin to pray. And sometimes it is the way some of us pray, I'm sure, because we say we're praying selfishly. We're praying to put it upon our own lust, James told us. And there's a lot of things in there, but he said, thou hast fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in great measure. You say, well, we ain't had that. You're going to have it. I was thinking tonight, and let me say this, before I come down here, I was up the house by myself, and I was thinking about this. I'm looking at youngins tonight, that one of these days you're going to be out there in car wrecks. One of these days going to be on dope if we don't get them right with God. One of these days they're going to be out down at the detention center. And right here I'm talking about from this church, your youngins are going to be in that shape. You need God to come in this place, honey. The only person can help your youngins is God Almighty. He's the only hope for this country. He's the only hope for this church. He's the only hope for the home. He's the only one can help us. We need God. You ought to pray, God help us. But I mean, look at these little old innocent young, and they think, buddy, hell, never nothing happened to me. I believe in Jesus. That's all. That's good. But I want to tell you right now, you're going to have a little more than just have a little faith in Jesus. And you're going to have a little more than just a little talk with Jesus. As old Lindy Clear said, we used to sing Sweet Hour of Prayer, and now we're saying just a little talk with Jesus. There's a lot of difference in it, son. I mean, you need to pray, and you need to believe God when you do pray. And I thank God for the ones that are praying, but we need some more. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbor, and our enemies laugh among themselves. I mean, great God, listen. Can you imagine how people might be laughing at Brookside for the deadness we've got tonight and the kind of condition we've got and the unconcern. When one time they used to come here and say, when I walked through those doors, I felt God. I mean, Lord God, are you not satisfied? Are you satisfied with it like it is now? Or you'd like to have it like it was then? I want it back when it was, when God was moving in here and souls is getting saved and churches all over the country was getting help. I'm not interested in just Brookside. I want God to help everybody. I want the message to go out and I want the tapes to go out where people can say I got help. Man, I've had people to write me and call me and say I was ready to quit. I was down to the bottom, but I heard your tape. And boy, I mean, there's some power about it. And there's some goodness about it and God about it and glory on it. And I mean, I got up and took off again. I want God to do that. I'm not down here for the money. I'm down here for God's glory. He said, turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. And cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Amen. Oh, God, he said, turn us again, and cause thy face to shine. Amen. We need to get to looking at God. Amen. We need to see the shining face of Jesus. Amen. And that'll get your youngins saved, and that'll get folks saved that hope. Everybody thinks hope's gone. And I want to tell you right now, when the face of Jesus shines on you. Amen. Amen. Like you did on old Paul on the road to Damascus that day. Great God, there's a great light shine. Jesus looking at him. He saw the shining face of the Lamb of God. Boy, he said, Lord, who is it? He said, I'm Jesus. Boy, I'd like to see that happen again, wouldn't you? I want God to move in here. Thou's brought a vine out of Egypt. Thank God. You know who that is, don't you? I mean, he said he brought a vine out of Egypt. One day Jesus was sent down to Egypt. God went down there and brought him back. Lord God, he planted him over there in that land. But I'm glad he planted him here by the side of the road. Ain't you glad one day God planted a vine here at the side of the road? Folks would get some help out of it. I want God to do some things for us. I want God to move in here again. Oh, that God would come and visit this vine. I want him to visit this vine tonight. I want God in this place. I'd rather have God than everything else in the world. All the money in Bristol, all the money that the whole United States could muster up tonight ain't worth as much as having God in the midst of us and the joy of the Lord and the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Listen to what else he said. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt and hast cast out the heathens and planted it. Thou preparest room before it and did cause it to take deep root and it filled the land. And the hills were covered with the shadow of it and the broth thereof like the goodly cedar. And she went and her broth into the sea and her branches to the river. Boy, that's what I want. I want God to do something here to the whole world to know that Jesus lives at Brookside. Great God, that he'll reach out. Oh, the world's going to hell. But thank God he planted a place here. He planted a vine here by the side of the road. And I mean, he put his name here. And I'm glad for it. Thank God I'm glad that God wanted to be here. I mean, he wanted this for a place of sacrifice and a place to pray where we could sacrifice the praise of our lips. That's what God wants. He wants you to praise him. Get on with it. Amen. Don't sit there and look at me and think, well, great God, preacher, what do you want me to do? I want you to know that God needs to be praised. And he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be honored. He's worthy to be glorified. I mean, God is worthy of all that you say about him. How good he is. And he's never done nothing bad. Never. And can't do wrong. I mean, he's just good, that's all. And the Bible said here, thou preparest room before it and didst cause it to take deep root. And all of those kind of things. She went, her broth into the sea and her branches to the river. Why hast thou broken down her hedges? And so that they which pass by to pluck her. Now, I know that this is talking about Israel, and it's happened to Israel. I mean, David's a praying, a prayer of prophecy, saying, Lord, that vine that you planted over here is broken down now. But he said, God, I want you to come and visit it. And I believe he's going to. I believe he's already doing it, honey. I really believe God's going back. I talked to Brother Landon the other day that's been over in Jerusalem, and I talked to him here a while back, and I asked him, I mean, what does it feel like to walk on those grounds and walk out in them fields? He said, you can feel God anywhere you're at over here. I mean, anywhere you're at, God's over here. Well, God said he's going to be over there. Said he's going to pour out his spirit of grace and supplication. You said, well, that ain't going to be until after we're gone. Shut up about after we're gone. Let's just stay here and enjoy what God's doing, whether it's here, over there, or over in Bulgaria, over in Romania. Let's enjoy what God's doing. Don't put no timetable on God. He'll do it where he wants to do it, when he wants to do it. And I'm glad he's visiting that place over there. I'm glad he's going back in that direction, but I want him to stop by here and stay here till I get out of here anyhow. I don't want God to go over there and leave me standing over here, and I don't think he will. I don't think he'll leave anybody that wants him. I believe he's standing at the door knocking, trying to get in. I believe if you'd want him tonight, he'd come in and sup with you, and you could sup with him. I mean, he'd set you down at the table and feed you tonight till you'd be so full he'd have to tote you out of here. I mean, I've seen it happen before. Bless God, he can do it again. The boars of the woods doth waste it, and the wild beast of the field doth devour it. Return, we beseech thee. Oh, listen, he's saying, we're begging you to return, God. Oh, Lord, if Brooks ought to decide tonight, I want God to return. I want him to come back to this place like he used to be. I want the power of God here like it once has been. I want it to work. I mean, listen, I was just thinking tonight, my Lord, I mean, if we'd have had this singing back yonder when I was in the basement of this church 43 years ago when we first started, I mean, singing like this and meeting like this, I mean, you couldn't have kept them quiet. They'd have to jump up and say, I remember when I got saved. I want to tell you about it. I just want to tell you how good it was when I got saved. And they'd be popping up all over the house. And I went as high as 6 weeks, Saturday night, And Sunday afternoon and Thursday night for 6 solid weeks, every time we met, I didn't get to preach. I couldn't get time to preach. Everybody else is wanting to preach. Everybody's getting up telling what good things God had done for them. They're getting up telling how good God's been to them. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I mean, the power of God was down there so strong that, I mean, you couldn't. And sometimes we'd stay for 2 or 3 hours in here just enjoying the Lord and singing praises. And seemed like the house, almost the top would go off when they'd begin to stand and sing down there in the basement. Wouldn't you like to see that? Amen. I want him to visit this vine again. Amen. And the Bible said, return, we beseech thee, O God. We beseech thee. Amen. I mean, it's all praying about it. Right. I mean, it's all begging God. Everybody gets in on this now. It wasn't just David saying that. He said, we, that means more than one. Why don't a bunch of us get together and decide we want God in this place? Camp meeting's coming up. We need God here. People coming here hungry, they need some help. They're coming here, they need some encouragement. Preachers are coming that's ready to go under, and some are going under. I know preachers by the multitude that's already decided it's all over. They're quitting. And some are getting run off. Man, it's pitiful. And big churches, I ain't talking about little places like this. I'm talking about some big ones. I tell you, all over this country, we've got churches, little old churches, sitting there where they don't have a pastor. Amen. Nobody to lead them. Amen. They don't have no services. I mean, over here around where I used to be, where I was raised, in some churches that started out of my home church. Boy, I tell you right now, that's sad, isn't it? Amen. You know what? They just got in there and thought, well, we can run the thing. We know how to handle it. You don't know nothing. Amen. You don't know how to do nothing. Then they got somebody that just wanted to get them a little money, take a little something home with them, and that's about all they got, and the thing's folded up. God ain't in that kind of stuff. God is, he just wants to be in a place where folks want to worship God, where people want to love God, where folks want to serve God, where the roots, he wants the roots to go out to the sea and down to the river. He wants the thing to grow where folks can come by that's weary, and the leaves be such, and the broth be so great that somebody can sit down and rest under the shadow of it. That's what God's wanting. He wants a church where people can come my way, can sit and rest and find joy and find peace and find happiness. And that's what I want. How many of you want it tonight? I mean, don't hold up your hand, but just ask yourself. How many of you willing to spend a little time trying to get God to visit this vine again? Bible said, return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and behold. Amen. I mean, said, look down here and look at us. Amen. I mean, wouldn't you like for God to look down here tonight, amen, and see how pitiful we are? Amen. Sitting here, can't do nothing without him. Amen. Can't do a thing without him. Wouldn't you like for God to look down here and say, that's a pitiful little bunch down there, and they're so hungry, and they're starving, and they need some help? I believe I'll go down there. Lord God, I tell you right now, you get to talking and crying out to God, he's going to come around here. I guarantee you he'll be around here. I mean, God will come when you want him. I mean, I believe that God will look down and see how pitiful it is at Brookside and how sorry we've got here lately. And I believe God will say, well, let's go down there and see about him. He done that to the children of Israel when he heard him crying. He said, let's go down and see about him. Lord, I'm glad I got a God that can come down here and look about his youngins every once in a while when they're in need, and when he hears them crying, he'll come down and see about them. He said, I want you to come down here. I want you to look down here first. But heaven, and behold and visit this vine. Oh, God, help us. He said, I want you to visit this vine. Don't just look, but Lord, make a visit down here. You're the only one can make her grow. You're the only one can make her alive again. You're the only one can revive us. So God, come down here and look at this poor little old vine that you planted. The vine that you put down here. And the wild beast has devoured it. And the boars, that means hogs, have been rooting around the roots of it. But oh God, would you just look down here and see we're pitiful, we need you. See, you got to the idea, you got the idea that we're doing all right. God, I mean, God's a blessing us over yonder. I want to tell you, honey, everybody ain't got in on these blessings. It's only been a few people that's worked hard to get stuff done, only a few that's prayed, and only a few that's worked. And the rest has been sitting around thinking, well, God's a blessing us. Boy, you better check it out. Where's us been lately? And where's that crowd tonight that ought to be here? Where's that bunch that does come on Sunday morning? They ought to be here praying, God, visit this vine. Are you interested in it? Would you like to have a place where your youngins can sit under? Would you like to have a place where they can find a refuge and help? Would you like to have a place where your children, when the time comes and they're out from under you, and you think, and I was thinking today, boy, you think when they're little, they're just aggravating you to death. Wait till they get bigger, honey. Wait till they get out there and they're gone. And you can't find them and you don't know where they're at. Buddy, I've been through some of this junk. I'll tell you right now, it ain't as easy. Amen. Boy, if you've got a child and he's staying at home or she's staying at home and being nice and minding you, you ought to thank God for that. Amen. I mean, if you've got a youngin' that's up there and they're doing what you want them to do, Lord God, what you ought to do is get out and praise God for that. Amen. But listen, friend, I mean, it's going to be horrible when your youngins are out there and they're going astray and you don't know where they are, and sleep, and your nights are sleepless and you can't sleep, and you lay awake and wonder what on earth's going on. Oh, you say it ain't going to happen to me. It is going to happen to you. It'll happen to the best. The devil will see to it.
Amen.
Just as sure as God Let Israel get in this shape. He's going to let America get in worse shape. Amen. You better pray for God to visit this vine tonight. Amen. Son, I mean, we need a visit from God. Amen. You believe that? Amen. We need a visit from God. Said, return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven, behold this vine and the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted, and see the branches that thou hast made us strong by thyself. Oh, it's burned with fire. God, we need you to come. We need you to come. Visit this vine. Do something for us, Lord. God, help us. We need God to come in this place and take over again in Brookside and do what he's done in the past. I mean, do what God has done in the past at Brookside. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about. You wasn't here. But boy, if you could have been here and seen some of the times that when people came in here ready to blow their brains out, men, preachers, ready to commit suicide, but God help, come and found out that God is still alive, that God still loved them. Come and visit this vine. Lord, will you do that? That's what they're saying. Old David said, Lord, we want you to look down from heaven. And I want you to see what kind of condition we're in. How the enemy's making fun of us. They're laughing at us tonight, son. They're laughing at you if you don't have God on you. They'll make fun of you if you don't have God with you. I'll tell you right now, when God comes by and God takes over and the power of God takes over, there ain't nobody going to laugh. I mean, it'll turn the other way. Boy, I want you right now to know that God's able. He wants to visit. I mean, he's more interested. I mean, he's the one who wrote this, but old David was praying, I want you to visit this vine. I want you to help us, God, and the vineyard which thou right hand has made, and all these things. It is burned with fire. It is cut down. It's perished. And the rebuke of conscience. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man whom thou madest strong for thyself. God has done this for his glory. He done everything he's done to his glory. And while these people are down here on the altar praying, you just remember what I said a while ago. You may not have no children, but you'll have some grandchildren. You'll have some other children. They're going to need this vine. They're going to need a place where they can come and rest, where they can get out from under all of the stress, where they can get out from under all of the things that the devil's got down there for them. Lord, we need God at Brookside. I need him here more than anywhere. I mean, people are calling me from everywhere, wanting him, wanting us to help, wanting us to do something for him and to help him. Let me read it one more time, then we're going to pray. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine. I want us to bow our heads down. We'll pray that God will visit this vine. And I believe if you'll pray sincerely with an honest heart, God will be here. And God will do it.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.